tam de pasze z jest lepszy mi łez ład.
Bob Rockers once said on Chomp, that was a shout-out. Bob Rockers, you make on Chomp. So we said last time that the Mechaber says that Mezoinus has got an advantage that even though it's a minority ingredient, that sets the seed for the whole, what do you call it? And therefore, you make Mezoinus, even though it's a minority ingredient, provide the Mezoinus there for taste. So Chomp, barley normally there for taste, so therefore, or the Chora wants to make Mezoinus on that. Then we said the Brocha Achroina is very interesting. And we said that for Brocha Achroina, you need to have a kazayis of Mezoinos Echteachidus Pras. That's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Now, it's hard to get to all the mathematics, but the Maisa, what comes out generally is that if you have an eighth of the ingredients, or a ninth of the ingredients of flour, then you have a kazayis of Echteachidus Pras. It's not hard to work out. I mean, you can see the mice. Since you look at the recipe book, you'll see mice. What's going on? It seems like many cakes don't have this. Actually, I mean, you have to have quite a few pieces of cake to be able to get this kazayis. So we said already from the Vosa Brocha last time. He says that some cakes you might have to have. I think 3.5 beim. I think it was. Just check. 1.5 to 4. Between 1.5 and 4 kazayisim, if you want to have the kazayis of flour, it's quite a lot. Yeah. This means 100, you need 100, four cases, about 100 cubic centimetres of flour.
Is that the same as part of all the brochures, or potato, or beans, and so on?
If it's all mixed up properly.
If it's mixed up properly, then it'll pass.
Then the mezoinos will pass everything. You just go for a dom on the potato, no shakel on the meat. Yeah, one broch for everything.
What's about crisps?
Crisps are dom, which come from potatoes, it's a dom. The mice we said really last time that what you call it, a mimicha olam, is to make al hamichya on a kazayis in front of you, of cake, even though very often you have other ingredients in it. The mushroom, we said our example last time we spoke about was you have half flour, half a cup of flour, and let's say you have half a cup of chocolate cocoa, and that makes up a kazayis. So really in flour, you haven't got kazayis of flour there. But in the minigal olam seems to be makel to make alamichim. The Mishmur is not so happy about this, and others are not so happy about it, but the mice, the minigal olam seems to be on a slice of cake in front of you, which is 27 cubic centimetres, even though if you investigate that cake, you'll find that only half of it is flour, because you've got sugar and cocoa in that slice as well. So you haven't got kazayis of flour there. Even so, the minigal olam seems to be makel, which I say others are not so happy about. I mean, you can't stop someone who makes alamichim on that. Because that's what a minigal olam seems to be. But it's a bit of a chiddush, this whole thing. Okay, then we spoke about also the cholent, like you're saying, how big the pieces are. Some poskim hold that the pieces are big in cholent. That means when you take a spoonful, you might be having potatoes and meat by itself without barley. Then some say make a separate brocha on whatever the roim ingredient is. Okay, that's an interesting shout as well. Okay, that was more to say about cholent. And then we finished off last time. Someone asked a question about someone makes kiddush at a kiddush. They say people go to a kiddush on Shabbos morning. Listen, the whole family have gone to a kiddush. Now, when you come home, is there need to make kiddush again? Or can you start straight with the Thursday time? Nice, everyone's heard kiddush already. So can you start straight with the Thursday time? Yeah, and missed out the first bit. Looking around, actually.
What about by women?
Fire?
By women, I know by women.
Oh, so what's it about women? Let's just see what it says. It's a Reish Ayin Gimel. Oh, it's Tess here. Reish Ayin Gimel. Oh, it's Tess. So he brings the Piscatula things over here. So we, what about what we said last time from the Maaser Rav? The Gaon holds always one should only have a Kiddush for the straight of our pass. Nothing else. I mean, you shouldn't have all these cakes and all these things to have for Kiddush, for your Suda. You should really, according to the Gaon, you should have passed straight away. So Piscatula brings over here, he says, even though our mini is not like the Gaon, and we have cake and things like that, so we go to Kiddush, says the Piscatula, who's bringing home, we have a mini to make Kiddush. Or you go to Kiddush. Noyagim rabim the Kaddish shuv ha'giyim the mokam achilosam to the Shabbos. Many have a minute to say again Kiddush when they come home before they have their bread meal. That's where it comes from. Okay, what are we saying? Okay, so coming to today's Indian.
What do you say about the women?
The women, well, you make kishigi for women when you come home. That's normally what the minig is. You make kishigi. Now, the question is over here, the famous question. So you've got in front of you, that's some tubishvat. So normally many people have in front of them a platter of fruit. All different sorts of fruit on it. So from everything out, many more than 15 nowadays. Can I tell? I mean, it's unbelievable what you get, what sorts of things you can get. I mean, I don't know, some of them, I must tell you, I'm not sure if there are eight, I must tell you the truth. Some of these, like Shekhionu ones that they sell them, they give out, are very, very bitter, sour, bitter. I don't think they're probably ripe. On a food which is not ripe, you can't make very parades on. It has to be edible to eat. So we'll have to be careful about this, yeah? That's what one makes a broch on. But today, we hope to speak about what should you make your broch on first, Moishi? You've got your big platter in front of you with all the assortments of fruits. Everything you can think of. And you are a person who doesn't mind what they eat. So you don't mind. You got no, you're happy to eat all of them. So the question is, what do you make your broch on first? This is a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, how do you follow minim harav? Someone's got in front of you many different sorts of fruits. If someone has one of the shivas ha-minim in front of him, Allah of whom avorek. This is what you make a broch. This is what you should actually. And the Shulchan Aruch actually passes like this. The Shulchan Aruch in Reishin Aleph Sin Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch passes like this shiva. That shivas haminim is the first kaveya. Reishin Aleph Sin Dalet. Okay, let's carry one more further. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is also that not only is the Shivas HaMinim first, but in the Shivas HaMinim itself is an order. So we know that the apostle says, Eretz Chitos Eretz Gefen Te'en Arim and Eretz Eishem HaDvosh. The one says, wherever is nearest the word Eretz gets Kedima, which comes out in our sense. The first fruit that's written next word Eretz is Eishem, Zayis, an olive. If you haven't got olive, the next one that comes there is devash, honey, which comes from dates. And then you go to grapes, figs, and pomegranates. So if a person's got everything in front of him, the first thing, this is the chashivas in the brocha, that after you make the brocha, boy prays, the first thing that you eat after it is special. It attaches itself to the brocha, it looks like very choshev to the brocha. And therefore Chazal tell us that we should try and arrange, if we have in front of us, the Shivas HaMinim comes first.
So again, he doesn't like so much olive. Oh,
so that's another comfort in the middle of it, yeah. So the first thing I said, the Bible is about a person who's not fussy what he eats. He's happy to eat anything he wants. He's got a whole assortment in front of him, and he's happy to have anything from that assortment. So if you were to ask him, what should you make your boi pri eitz on? The answer is to make your boi pri eitz on a olive. That's what he said. Now, it's quite right. If someone doesn't, you're not mechuyev to have something you don't like. So if someone doesn't like olives, he's allergic to olives, he just doesn't like it. He doesn't like olives. So then he goes to the next one. The next one will be dates. Dates is the next one in the word Eretz. If he doesn't like olives, he doesn't like dates, the next one's grapes. Or it could be he hasn't got olives and dates there. He's got no olives and dates, he just happens to have grapes there. Olives, dates, he's got no olives and dates, he doesn't like them, he doesn't have them, he goes to grapes, he hasn't got those three, he goes to figs and pomegranates. That's how he does it. Yeah? Tell everyone, yeah? That was order. We just go through again. The order was, number one is olives, number two is dates, number three is grapes, four is figs, and five is pomegranates. So that is the order. Quite simple. It makes no difference how those olives are, whether they're cut up, whole. That is the first command. It overrides everything. That is the first priority that we have, Shivas HaMinim, in this order. So, again, let's say someone hasn't got any of the shivas haminim, or he's got, but he doesn't like any of them. So what's the next deciding factor? The next deciding factor is something called sholi, a complete unit. A complete unit means, like we've learned before, earth is naturally grown. So in fruits, so what would be a complete unit? Let's say, for example, what's a complete unit? An almond. An almond is a whole unit. So if you've got in your array, you've got no shivas haminim in front of you, but you've got cut up tomatoes, cut up apples, cut up pears, and cut up peaches, and cut up nectarines, all those things cut up, and you have an almond or a pistachio nut in front of you, you should go for the pistachio nut or the almond. That's the next career. Yeah, so you make up eight, and then you'll have your nut, your whole unit of nut next. That is what the next conveyor will be. That is the next conveyor, Sholly.
You have to eat it at once.
What?
You have to eat it solo, not
I said, I'm going to cover this. There's a question actually asked. It's very interesting, actually, because, for example, let's say, for example, someone's got an apple and cut up orange and cut up peaches. So what should you make your eggs on the apple? Now, the thing is, many people don't want to pour a whole apple in their mouth. So that's an interesting halacha. Can you make a bracha on the apple, boy, put eight, and then slice it? Or should you slice it first? But then you use the advantage of shoddy. What are you supposed to do? So we all know this when it comes to chalak.
What's the disadvantage of slicing afterwards?
It's a hefzik between the bracha.
That's something to hard.
Yeah, that's the problem. You slice the item, then by the time you slice it, you'll have a gap in between the bracha. So what's the correct thing to do?
Make a little cut.
So here there's a lot in Shulchan Aruch about bread. This is what we know about bread. Let's just see if we can find the way it is. What's the Moshe about the halacha about bread? I've got Moshe Aruch. There it speaks about this case of shodding. So it says there, you should make a bracha on a shalim. I just want to find this halacha about where it is that you cut it. Kuf Samuel Zion, hey. Kuf Samuel Zion. See, cut on the hay. Right, so what do you do? You put say the pass. You cut it. So what is we know by bread, let's say someone's got a challah. Let's talk about challah. What you do is, before you make kabotzi, you make a slight cut into the challah, which still is shodding. It's made a slight cut into it, but to make it quicker. Now, after you make a much it takes a lot longer actually to find that cut. But the idea is that cut is meant to be there, that it goes quicker. Now, after you make hamoitzi, you're already a bit of the way through. During the week, actually, the halach is that you can cut into the challah as long, let's say this is the challah here. So let's say I cut over here. How much can I cut? I've got to be able to cut that. If I hold this bit up, which is the smaller bit, which has been cut, whereas I hold the bit that's cut and the whole thing won't fall apart, that is still called shodding. If, however, when I lift this part up, the bit that's behind the cut into it, and the whole thing falls apart, it's not called shodding anymore. So during the week, you cut maybe a quarter, or maybe you cut quite a lot. On Shabbos, because we have an Indian of Lecha Mishnah, we're worried you're going to ruin your Lecha Mishnah, so on Shabbos, the minute is to cut a very, very slight cut. But during the week, you cut quite a bit, actually. So during the week, you cut quite a bit of the bread, the challah, and you make haboitzi, and then you cut the rest after. So you've still got shodding, and you minimize the gap. But I don't know how this works. For example, that's klar, the marshal. Most of these fruits that you're going to, you're going to eat, normally you don't affect it by taking the peel off. But let's say, for example, someone's got, let's say a plum. Now, a person might want to check the plum for tannoim. So what happens then? What do you do then? Should you make boi or eights, then cut it in half, then open it and see if it's working?
So why didn't you wash it first? Why didn't you wash it?
Moshe, it might be inside under the pit. So it won't help to wash on the outside, Moshe.
Things dates.
What?
Dates.
All these things are true. So I was wondering, what do you do in this case over here? What do you do in the case that you want to check the tannoim? Is it better to make the bracha on the shalim, on the whole item, and then cut it afterwards and check? That's quite a bit of a gap.
Yeah.
Well, it must be better to cut it first.
Because of the gap.
Indeed. Yeah, and also the engine of the of finding a worms is far more problematic than...
Yeah, but why can't you look for it afterwards?
Because of the... It has to cut it.
Because if you fail,
then I'll have to throw it away. You've got to take it open up and start searching. And
I must tell you, you're right, actually. I just saw it last time, so I found.
Can you go past opening and closing?
So that's over there. Let's see what it says over here, first of all. Someone says the same thing, actually. Let me just find this halacha by the Tzoloyim.
You could be able to do that with the challah. Cut it in half, close it, and then make it proper. It's not a
shallow.
Once it's cut, it's cut.
Then it would fall down, then it's going to see us.
It's to show that if it's cut, it's not a shallow. Bottom line.
Our friends are allowed to do that.
They're both saying right things. I'm just trying to be a race for
44. It's
not
solid.
You're
Can our friends cut the challah in half?
The only thing you could say is all part of the eating process.
What about the laundries? Is it that? Yes, yeah, I'm baking the bread. Oh, so the same idea. Here, all right. Can I cost me a cup of chayim? No, can I cost me a cup of chayim? Even how bright it paid. So I don't want to take a pay. Commercial motzu to pay his kayas with the enim, figs and things. Yes, last is Zeus Lifnei HaBrocha. One should check it actually before the brocha. Or after habadika, after you checked it, yiskeren shuv. You should try and close it up. Say yiren le'ayin k'shorim v'yomarachalov. It looks like a whole item. That's what you should try and do. Not always so easy, but chayra. That's what you should do. I'm not sure about also. Someone wants to peel an apple, for example. So the chayra, when you take the peel off, then you missed a bit of shorim. That's also not so good. So you said over here.
Our friends allowed to do it.
Some device appealed it only afterwards. So it's not so simple. You do lose out by just peeling.
Yes, it says here, Elkishol. It's not Sholem.
Yeah. That is halachah. I must tell you, Rabbi, this halachah of Sholem applies to everything, yeah? People make a big mistake this. The motion, let's say you're having for supper, you've got sliced potatoes, and you've got, I don't know what else, you've got cut up carrots. And you've got some peas on your plate. By the way, none of these recipes I get at home sometimes. I'm just saying, these are just suggestions.
I like this good suggestion. You like it, right? You make boiled pre-adoba, you
should be making boiled pre-adoba on your pea. Not on your chip, not on your potatoes, cut up potatoes, not on your cut up carrots. And hopefully we'll have time, Hashem. It's a serious problem. If a person makes a broch on the wrong thing, it's not posh, it's been yotza on the second thing. That means, I come to that later, hopefully, today. If someone has, for example, in the first case I spoke about, someone's got, for example, the shilas haminim, it's got grapes and everything there, and he decides to make a boi priyotza on apple. He makes boi priyotza on apple, he can eat the apple, but he's got a serious question now, when he has the grape, does he have to make a new brocha?
Or shilas haminim?
Yeah. And on sholim.
And the same applies
to sholim. We have to see about. I want to make you aware that really you should be making the broth on the right thing. If you get it wrong, as we have to see, I can't discuss that mamish now, but I'm just saying it's an interesting point to be aware of. These halachas are really quite strict. So the chayra, a person has to be careful what he's doing. So we've got either shiva saminim for you so far. We've got no shiva saminim. You don't like shiva saminim, you go to sholim. And I say sholim here is different. Normally we spoke about a berry, a whole unit. We spoke about it, a brocha achroin. If someone has a whole unit, do you make a brocha achroin on that? When it comes to sholim over here, this is a completely different thing. This is even man-made. If someone, for example, got a slice of cake and a biscuit, a round biscuit, he should make mezuzahs on a round biscuit. That's a sholim. If someone's got a sausage and he's got a slice of meat, a sausage, the whole unit, even though it's man-made, a whole unit gets preference over a...
It's a segment tangerine, got a dinner of shalom.
Yeah, sometimes, well, it's also very important. They say, the apostles say that in a tangerine and orange, each segment is called a shalom.
It's called a shalom.
Also called a shalom, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can have a case of where you've got your oranges cut up into pieces on your plate, but that's a shalom. You should make that before you cut up apple.
Pomegranate seed has got a dinner of shalom.
That's also shalom, yeah. Every grape is a shalom.
Yeah, but I'm talking about pomegranate seed.
Also shalom.
So it's called a shalom.
I want to say, it sounds very, very complicated, all this. Yeah, that's not what you said me last time. I was told me, I don't know how you do it. It's so complicated, all these problems. I said, you know, Baruch Hashem, my son has just taken a driving test. Not a driving test, took a theory test. So the Meister, what you do is, for practice, first of all, you can practice on the computer yourself, yeah? So I don't want to tell you what he got the first time he tried it out. He didn't pass. So they go, oh, warrior, I haven't been doing this a lot. I said, no, give yourself a bit of time. Anyway, Rochem, I wouldn't say he passed with flying colours, but he passed. The thing is, if you get used to a certain doing way of doing things, there might certainly get into it. So it sounds very comical, these blogs. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. It's just a question of getting used to. We're not used to it. So the Bible is said, Shiva Samini comes first. That's the first thing. So any of the Shiva Samini you've got, that's first preference. So we said the order is olive, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. In that order. Yeah? That means you don't want one of them, you can have the other one. Next shayla was after that is sholim, a complete unit. So you've got no shivas aminim, but you've got tangerine, you've got oranges. That's a whole segment. That would be the next priority. The next one, just start the next one. The one after that is you haven't got any all the pieces are cut up. So you've got a nice platter, and you've got no shivas aminim, and you've got all the fruits are cut up into different pieces. There's no whole unit. The next kaveh is what you like. Choviv, that's called choviv. Now this is a chiddush, I don't understand why this is, but most rishonim means, choviv means, even if now you don't like this one, but you normally do like this one. That means, for example, let's say I've got it about to be cut up apple and cut up pear. So I've got no choshu, and I've got no sholim. So I have to look at myself, which one do I like better? So if during the year, most times, I like apples better than pears, I normally go for an apple. I've got a choice normally during the year. If I want an apple or a pear, I go for the apple. Then now I should go for the apple. Even though, now, I prefer the pear. It's a chiddush, I don't know why that is. But there's a rishonim, most rishonim learn, you look at chovim as what's generally chovim. Not now, dafka. It doesn't mean what's dafka now in front of you is chovim. It has to be what generally do you like most. So during the year, most times, I had an apple and a pear, I would go for the apple. So now I should make my bracha on the kata apple.
One of them's not. One of them's not.